The only thing you heard was farm animals, cows and chickens, and but there's something about that life that really gave me a chance to kind of explore with no pressure. You know, we had a flute sitting around the house my mom picked up at a pawn shop, but I taught myself to play, and now I really wonder what was it that made me realize I wanted to major in music. I mean, when I think back on it, it's completely insane. There's no logic to it at all.
Upon arriving at Bowling Green University, Jennifer Higdon realized she was behind many of her contemporaries. But what began as a disadvantage turned into one of the driving forces of her life as she went on to the Curtis Institute of Music, where she now teaches, and the University of Pennsylvania, where she got her doctorate. Perhaps being a late starter made her want it more.
I had the constant sensation going through school that it was catch up. I was always so far behind everyone.
And how has that made her who she is today?
I think the opportunity to be hungry. Maybe that's it. The chance of being hungry and really wanting something and realizing that you have to do the catch-up if you want to be able to make a living at it. But there was also something about the fact that I don't think I realized how much I didn't know, which maybe was a good thing.
When once asked if her concerto for orchestra was influenced by the percussion writing in Nielsen's Symphony No. 6, her honest reply was that she was thinking, actually, about her high school marching band. Maybe that's why audiences don't just like her music on first listen. They love it.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.